Who's doing the prayer?
Bush? Commissioner Bush?
Can I say something before you start?
Hi, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, September 27th, 2022. It's 10:31 a.m. We'll call this meeting to order. We'll begin our meeting as usual with an invocation led by Commissioner Bush, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal. If you feel led to rise, Commissioner Alford may have something to offer.
And Judge and Court, I just want to say a special and have Commissioner Bush say a special prayer for what we call was Roy Dean. A guy was part of what we call Jefferson County family when I got here. He met an untimely death, but he was a true county employee for Jefferson County over 40 years. Commissioner.
Please bow with me. Lord, we come to you today and we ask for your divine guidance and wisdom, Lord, as we make decisions that affect the citizens and employees of our county, Lord. Lord, we ask that you be with the family of Roy Dean Willman as they mourn his loss, Lord. Hold them in your precious hands and help them through this time of need, Lord. Lord, we also pray for the citizens and people in Florida and ask that you look after them and guide them and protect them during this possible tragedy, Lord. Lord, in your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to begin. Is Mr. Vera here? Yes, there you are. All right, we're going to begin a little bit out of order. Under Sheriff, Item E, to consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Oscar M. Vera for 20 years and 8 months of service to Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and wishing him well in his retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved. Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Would you like to come up, sir? This resolution, you can come up to the podium. To the podium right there. Along with Chief Miller. It says, whereas Oscar M. Vera devoted 20 years and 8 months of his life serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism, and has dedicated his talents and pledged his services as a corrections officer in the correctional facility for the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office. And whereas he has pledged his services as a deputy and sergeant, making an outstanding contribution in law enforcement in Jefferson County, serving as a peace officer in the patrol, criminal, investigation, and training divisions. And through hard work and commitment to excellence, Oscar Vera has earned the respect of his colleagues and the citizens of Jefferson County. And having made a significant contribution to the Sheriff's Office, Oscar is recognized for his unselfish devotion to the common good and the welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County and will, of course, be missed by his friends and co-workers. And now, therefore, the Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby honor and commend Mr. Vera for his dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishes him the very best in his retirement. Would you like to say something?
Thank y'all. Thank y'all for 20 years and thank the sheriff and I'd like to thank the chief.
And sheriff?
Can I say something?
Please.
You
bet. I'm not going to let Manny get out of here without me saying something. Long before COVID and all the other stuff, Manny got sick. There's not a day, though, after Manny got sick that he didn't come to work. I had to make Manny not come to work at times when he was probably too sick to be there. And so while we all deal with employees who abuse sick time or look for reasons not to show up, here's a man who fought for his life, continued to come to work, sit at a desk, teach, answer the phone, try to travel, do everything that we ask him, and even things we didn't ask him. There were times I had to say, Manny, you can't even drive our county car anymore. But Manny would drive his own vehicle and come to work. This was a hard one for me. When Manny came to me and told me he was finally going to retire, I'm like, oh, no, because Manny keeps us all straight in work, at work, in the office, in our training division now. And so I just want to say, for all the people who make excuses not to get up and get dressed and come to work, Manny Vera is a hero. He's a role model for all employees who are dedicated to county and to our citizens. And so I wish you so much luck on your retirement. Don't be a stranger. Yeah, you still going to come out and shoot? but again, you know, I don't know if you guys recognize the sacrifices that he and his family have given to this county and this community, even during his illness. And so thank you for that, Manny.
Introduce your family.
My wife, Leah, my sister, Lisa, and my mom, Connie.
Yeah. All right. That's great.
Well, we have a flag that's flown over the Jefferson County Courthouse in your honor, and we're glad you're
next, under County Clerk, item A is consider and approve a resolution recognizing Carol Osborne for 20 years and 8 months of service to Jefferson County and citizens and wishing her well in her retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Ms. Osborne, if you'd like to come up. It appears that you and Officer Vera came to work at the exact same month, wow. 20 years and 8 months ago. So, congratulations on that. This resolution reads, whereas Carol Osborne has devoted 20 years and 4 months of her life serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism, and began her career with Jefferson County when she was hired by Sandy Wilson Walker, County Clerk, on May 20th, 2002, as a Deputy County Clerk. She served under Carolyn Guidry, was promoted to Administrative Specialist in 2022 by Teresa Goodness, County Clerk, and has been known for her calming personality and extensive knowledge of filing and indexing rules, and has won the respect of her colleagues and customers. She is a devoted mother and will be enjoying time with her friends and family in her retirement, and having made a significant contribution to the county clerk's office, she is recognized for her unselfish devotion to the common good and for the welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County, and will certainly be missed by her co-workers. Signed this day by the members of the Commissioner's Court. I'd like to ask you if you'd like to say anything.
I just want to thank everybody. This is a wonderful county to work for. It has been able to provide for my family in a way that I couldn't have otherwise, and I'm thankful for Sandy Walker for hiring me in the first place. Loma was my supervisor, and she put up with a lot of questions. I didn't know anything about a deed or anything like that, so I learned a lot, and Teresa Goodness has been patient with me all these years as well, and Lori Leister has been wonderful to help me and guide me and helping make decisions, so I'm thankful for everything. Appreciate you all.
Thank you. Lori, would you, either of y'all like to say anything?
Carol is just everything that everybody ever says about her. I've only been here a year, and her quiet grace has been a guidance for me. And Zuli is Carol's direct supervisor, and I think she has. Zuli Zarita has some things she
Zuli?
Okay. Carol, I'm going to miss her. She calms me down because I'm like all over the place and I have to go to her and she talks me down. I've enjoyed working with her during her time here. I don't only consider her a valuable asset to our office, but also a good friend. So I wish you the best in your future endeavors, and keep in touch. And when you have the time, come see me, because I'm going to miss you. I'm really going to miss you. And I thank you. Now we can go to lunch together. And that's all. So just thank you for your hard work and everything that she does in the office.
Not only do we have a flag that's flown over the courthouse in your honor, we also have your retirement plan, Jefferson County. The mayor is the seal of Jefferson County.
Okay.
Moving on to items under purchasing. Item A is to receive and file bids for invitation for bids for a term contract for trash and biomedical waste container services for Jefferson County. Item B is consider and approve specifications for requests for proposals for third-party claims administration, cost containment, and or network program establishment for Jefferson County. Item C is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement with QED Airport and Aviation Consultants for an independent fee estimate for Taxiway A reconstruction, for construction administration and closeout services for the Jack Brooks Regional Airport for a lump sum amount of $6,970, which is 100% funded by the FAA Airport Improvement Project Grant Number 37, pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and two Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. Item D is consider and approve a discretionary exemption as authorized by Local Government Code 262.024A7A for items that can be obtained from only one source, for which competition is precluded because of the existence of patents, copyrights, secret processes, or monopolies for annual maintenance services for the accounting financial system with Superion LLC, a central square company, in the amount of $63,890.97. Item E is consider and approve, execute, and receive and file an amendment with Tyler Technologies Odyssey to include the revised milestone billing with an increase of $230,720. And the go-live date extended from October 3rd, 2022 to March 6th, 2023, in accordance with the Sourcewell contract. Funding will be split between several special revenue funds. Item F is to discuss and possibly approve the purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations for request for statements of qualifications for architect services for Jefferson County Correctional Facility remodeling. Item G is to discuss and possibly approve the purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations for an RFP for comprehensive inmate technology services package for Jefferson County Correctional Facility, Downtown Jail, and Manny Rogers Juvenile Justice Center. Item H is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for morgue transport services for Jefferson County for a fourth one-year renewal with Proctor's Mortuary from November 25th, 2022 to November 24th, 2023. Item I is to consider and approve a renewal for a term contract for Sheriff's Department, Law Enforcement, and Corrections Equipment and Uniforms for a first one-year renewal with Burgoon Company, Galls LLC, and TND Workwear Company, LLC, from October 4th, 2022 to October 3rd, 2023. Do you have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
It's been moved and seconded by Commissioners Bush and Pierce. Discussion.
I got a question on E. My question is, that go-live date change again, do we look at the same amount of money each time we change a date?
If it changes again, we have to increase the amount, but it's not going to change again.
You say it's not going to change again?
Nope, it will not. I think Mary and them have it all handled really well at this point.
I hope it doesn't. I pray it doesn't.
You got it.
I've heard that statement before, and this court has been put in what I call a real curious situation.
Okay. Any other discussion? Deb, I got a quick question on question 9. I apologize for not asking you before court, but that term contract for equipment and uniforms, did we see price increases?
We're waiting for their responses. We're just renewing it so it doesn't expire.
Gotcha.
We have all
of them. Okay, let the court know what the, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, but let us know.
It will be designated in the verbiage on the agenda with the attachment.
Very good. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for the district clerk for the purchase of iPads for passports in the amount of $1,800. Item B is consider and approve a budget transfer for the county judge for additional costs for mental health attorneys in the amount of $10,000. Item C is consider and approve a budget transfer for the jail for additional costs for inmate meals in the amount of $70,000. Item D is to receive and file financial and operating statements for county funds only for the month ending August 31st, 2022. Item E is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $295,235.88 to LaSalle for revenue received from entities for inmate housing. Item F is to consider and approve electronic disbursement for $409,595.52 to LaSalle for revenue to be received from U.S. Marshal Eastern District of Texas for inmate housing for the U.S. Marshal, and the disbursement will be made once the funds are received. Item G is to consider and approve a revised County Health Authority agreement with Ezea EFD effective October 1st, 2022. Item H is to receive and file a resolution for 2023 Indigent Defense Formula grant application. Item I is to receive and file the order for the tax rate at 0.363184 cents per $100 valuation. Item J is to receive and file the 2022-2023 budget. Item K is to consider and possibly approve a resolution authorizing the county grant to the Texas Department of Agriculture Home Delivered Meal Grant Program for Nutrition and Services for Seniors for the 2022-2023 fiscal year. Item L is consider and approve a resolution authorizing the county grant to the Texas Department of Agriculture Home Delivered Meal Grant Program for the Center for Christian Services United Board of Missions for 2022-2023. Item M is regular county bills check numbers 499095 through 499337 and via addendum. Item N is to consider and approve use of available capital funds and budget transfer Road and Bridge Precinct 1 purchase of side by side. Do I have a motion on those items under auditing?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, item A is to consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute, receive, and file amendment number 3 to extend the term of the interlocal cooperation contract between Jefferson County and Spindletop Center for the provision of 2 mental health liaison officers for the term of September 1st, 2022 through August 31st, 2023 at no additional cost to the county. Item C, we're skipping. We were a little backwards here. Okay. Item B is to consider and approve a resolution recognizing Jason Castile for his 22 years and 6 months of service to Jefferson County Precinct Number 3 Road and Bridge Department and wishing him well in his retirement. Item C is consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizes Kenneth Minkins for his 20 years of service to Jefferson County Precinct Number 4 Road and Bridge Department and wishing him well in his retirement. Item D is consider and possibly approve an authorized county judge to execute, receive, and file amendment to a mutual aid agreement between Jefferson and Chambers County pursuant to Chapter 751 and Chapter 418 of the Texas Local Government Code, or the Texas Government Code. And item E is to receive and file executed Texas Water Development Board contract for the Flood Mitigation Assistance Program for Jefferson County fiscal year 2020. Do I have a motion on those items under County Commissioners?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Aug. Second by Commissioner Senegal. My only amendment, I hope, is that under that mutual aid agreement between Jefferson and Chambers County, it lists the emergency managers as the contact points, and I added to the contract the emergency managers are their successors in office. So if that's okay with the motion and second.
No problem.
Since our emergency management officer is planning on retirement. All right. If that's okay, then all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Sheriff's Department, item A is to consider and possibly approve authorizing county judges to send notice of interlocal agreement modification to Liberty County, increasing the per diem rate to $89.50 for housing inmates with LaSalle corrections at the downtown facility due to increasing costs and labor shortages. Item B is consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute an interlocal agreement between Chambers County and Jefferson County and Southwestern Correctional, DBA LaSalle, for the housing and care of jail inmates pursuant to the Interlocal Cooperation Act, Texas Government Code Chapter 791. And item C is to consider and possibly approve authorizing the county judge to send notice of interlocal agreement termination with Galveston County for the housing of inmates at the LaSalle Corrections Facility at the downtown jail, which has not been used for several years and the per diem rates are not current. Via addendum, item D is to consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Carl Kent May for his 30 years of service to Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and wishing him well in his retirement. Do I have a motion on those items under Sheriff?
So moved.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. We'll now have a time of public comment. If you're present in the courtroom, you'll need to come to the lectern and introduce yourself. If you are online, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. And the floor is open.
Judge, I want to ask Jeff Ross a question. We had spoke about an update on the phone system.
Yes.
And I'd like to possibly do a workshop or give the court an update on that phone system.
Right now, the phone system is being put in place.
Excuse me?
The phone system is being put in place, the new one that we agreed on. We have met with the, done a kickoff meeting with him. The phones will be ordered this week. They should be coming in next month or so, and then the whole overall project will take about 3 to 4 months to be done with, and then at that point you're going to be converted over to the new lines, and you won't have any problems with your office like you're having right now.
So,
can you explain, Commissioner? I understand there was some problems with the phone systems at Port Arthur Public Health related to getting some orders to the hospitals for treatment. I saw the text and was just curious as to what was causing the problem, Jeff?
Well, the overall problem that he's having out there, it's a problem with the type of lines we have. They're PRI lines, and the phone system does not use those. The AT&T is trying to get away from those. And as a matter of, in order to use, what it is copper. That's your copper lines that you have under the street out there. So every time your phone system goes out, the copper line that it's connected to went out, so they have to go send somebody out to find another pair of copper lines to hook it up to, and it's just an ongoing process that there's no way to get around it with them, except for this new system we're going to get.
AT&T is the one that come out to find this problem,
yes,
to correct it.
Yeah, they correct the problem.
Because we've been having this for a little bit. I referred the young ladies to contact you guys to.
Yeah, it's been happening over a year. Yeah.
And so and the new system uses what kind of light?
It uses
is it fiber optic?
It's a different type of line, but it's fiber optic is what it is. Yeah, it's a fiber optic line that runs in there, and it handles it, you know, really well, because we have no problem with our fiber lines around here.
So you said 3 to 4 months for installation?
That's the anticipated time frame. It's really all comes down, right now they can put one of these in 90 days, but they say all of it comes down to the supply line. So as soon as we get all our phones in and all the equipment in, we'll know that we're going to have a...
It's critical for the public health, because mm-hmm. that was life and death situations. So we need to make sure that the company that's doing it understand that they need to get to work on that ASAP as soon as possible.
Yeah, they are.
If not, Southwestern Bell or whoever else that service them to make sure they know, because I heard Commissioner Senegal's in reference to not getting calls in. But when those guys can't get calls out, or people can't call them, physicians can't call in, it can be a real problem.
Definitely understand that, for sure. Yep.
So would you ask the contractor on the phone system start with public health and the sheriff department?
Well, unfortunately, the way it's going to work, the phones actually go in two phases. We have this, everything really is at the courthouse. That's the main thing. The main focus, and then you have the jail is going to be our secondary thing. When the courthouse goes down, it'll focus over the jail. But all of the remote sites, they communicate in through those two sites. To public health first, we really can't do it that way. But it'll all be done as soon as the courthouse is done. We'll have it out there for everybody.
Deb, would you please work with them to make sure everything that we're trying to get requested, and make sure they impress upon them the importance of it, please?
And that's health and welfare.
I'm just saying work with those guys and the contractor to impress on them the importance of it, so we can try to get understanding and report back to us, please.
Mm-hmm. So, Jeff, with the copper lines, They would remain underground, or how would they?
Oh, you mean ongoing once we're done with it?
Yeah, what happened
to them? AT&T, I think, they, as far as I know, they're just going to leave them there forever.
So it won't be any excavation? They'll do boring?
No, they won't have to do anything like that. I think they already have all the fiber that they need to do that part. I don't think they have to do anything to add that. Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anything else, Commissioner?
Judge, I would like to invite everybody to our office. We're having a reception in just a few minutes here for Carol Osborne, and we have cake and light lunch, and you all are invited to come by our office. We also have our election equipment set up in their quad carts. We're expecting the last delivery on Thursday. We have received the grant money from the state, and have paid one installment to ES&S, and as soon as Thursday rolls around and we get our final delivery. They have engineers there in the election barn right now setting the express votes into the quad carts. So we have some samples in our office if you all would like to stop by sometime and take a look at them. We'd appreciate that and enjoy some light lunch and cake.
And Mr. Lista, I have a question. I've had several entities contact me about having voter education on these machines in some of the communities that they feel needed. Have you guys set up some kind of system or a list of locations that y'all be going doing that at?
Well, we are not going to take the equipment anywhere. It's too bulky to do that, but we're having the equipment here for poll worker training. On the 5th and the 6th, it'll be set up in the back of the jury impaneling room. The Democrat Party, we've invited them to bring people to our office even after hours, and I believe Ava has getting that lined up. Kenneth Simeon is bringing his folks in on the 15th, on the 13th in the morning to try the equipment out. That it will be in the jury and paneling room then, so it'll be spread out a little bit better than what's in our office right now.
So what I'm hearing is that you can't bring this machine out to have some people get an opportunity to touch and feel, because I'm talking about some seniors, I'm talking about some churches that are coming together to do it that should have contacted your office already. That's why I'm asking.
Well, they're welcome to come to our office. We have it set up all the time. I did attend the forum, Bobby Patterson's forum, and I brought a piece of equipment there. It's just, it won't fit in the back of my car, and, you know, it's just difficult to do that, but people are welcome to come here. We'll stay late if that's better for them. We've had people stop by our office that are curious and come in the back, and actually there's a demonstration program on it that they can vote on it. So we're open and ready to for anybody that wants to come by, and we'll have it set up in the jury and paneling room for poll worker training that's open to the public.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, Ms. Lisa, and you know, I appreciate that, what you're saying, but I think I would request, and with the courts backing me on this, that you would probably set one up in the sub-courthouse. We are a courthouse, and I wish you would consider that. I'm asking. So South County, Mid County, half and half can go. Instead of coming in this courthouse, I wish you would consider that. Maybe we can pub it where the public can go and see it or try it out, whatever.
Okay.
Please consider that and get back with me.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll do that. Thank you.
What kind of cake?
White cake with lemon filling. Come on down.
All right. Anything else? Well, thank you so very much for being here today. If there's nothing further, it is 11:03 a.m. and we are adjourned.